Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Lamb. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ray Lamb. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting second. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Brett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ken Brett. And now, play ball. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy strikes out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss takes first base on ball four. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamb fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamb takes first base on ball four. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy bunts towards the mound. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Lamb moves to second. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon strikes out. Rodriguez drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Leon out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Foster goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses is walked intentionally. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nettles scores. Moses moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lamb strikes out. There goes McCraw. The throw from Rodriguez to Theobald, and back to Scott, who tags McCraw out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lamb, and towards Leon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 1 in the game. LaHood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foster scores. Nettles moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lamb hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Del Unser now playing center field. John Lowenstein now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing left field. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferraro hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Auerbach hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Heisa pinch hits for Ken Brett. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy misplays the ball. That's an error on Duffy. Heisa moves to second. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heisa scores. Theobald moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 3 in the game. Leon strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Scott reaches second base with a double. Steve Mingori now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott moves to third. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 2 in the game. LaHood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 2 in the game. Ferraro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaHood moves to second. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. LaHood moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 3 in the game. Theobald strikes out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien pinch runs for Eli Rodriguez. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. May reaches second base with a double. O'Brien moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Scott is walked intentionally. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Brien tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 3, Brewers, 3. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to third. Scott moves to second. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaHood hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Felsk now catching. Tom Hilgendorf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hilgendorf hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 3 in the game. Duffy strikes out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 4 in the game. Leon strikes out. Felsk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Leon out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ferraro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brock Davis pinch runs for Mike Ferraro. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Ed Farmer now pitching. Jack Broemer now playing second base. Ken Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders bunts for an out with unknown description. Davis moves to third. Auerbach moves to second. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 4 in the game. Theobald is walked intentionally. Ollie Brown pinch hits for John Felsk. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Scott now playing third base. John Briggs now playing first base. Joe LaHood now playing left field. Ollie Brown now playing right field. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald misplays the ball. That's an error on Theobald. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Scott takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-4 in the game. Duffy strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Bevacqua pinch hits for Ed Farmer. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from SQ and he is out, Auerbach applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jack Hydman now playing shortstop. Mike Kilkenny now pitching. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. LaHude hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaHude for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hydman. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Ryerson now pitching. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman hits a fly ball into left field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Ryerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryerson strikes out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Theobald strikes out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a pop-up towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses strikes out. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Askew to second, and Lowenstein is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. May takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Moses and he is out, Heidman applying the tag. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Scott strikes out. 2 outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaHood takes first base on ball 4. Briggs moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-1 in the game. Broemer bunts towards the mound. Ryerson fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to second. One out. Ray Fossey pinch hits for Mike Kilkenny. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is walked intentionally. Steve Dunning pinch runs for Ray Fossey. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heidman hits a pop-up towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryerson spins and fires to second, with Auerbach covering, and McCraw is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Hargan now pitching. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Auerbach hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Stevenson pinch hits for Gary Ryerson. Earl Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Stevenson now pitching. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 3 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Unser moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Scott takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Moses and he is safe. Scott steals second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Briggs is walked intentionally. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaHood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Briggs moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Moses. Scott scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.